Matt, how you doing today, man?
Hey, we're doing good.
Doing good, huh?
Yeah.
Doing good. Ask Glenn how he's doing. You would think he'd be sitting here in the studio with us, but he has decided he wants to run away.
I'm doing great, man.
not doing great, so good, man.
No, he's not.
I'm doing great. Terrific. Couldn't be better. How are you going to feel Sunday? And how is it that you guys have been able to do such a good job of protecting number 12 against this vaunted zone blitz defense of Dick LeBeau's? You guys have got a great track record with this. Why?
Well, you know, I think any time you can run the ball effectively, it'll always help set up, you know, what you do in the passing game. And obviously protection gets a little bit easier when they got to play the run as well. So, you know, I think a lot of things start with having a great running game.
How about the bye week for you? I mean, a lot of guys talked about how it came right on time for them, whether it was recovering from injuries or just a mental break. What was it for you? What did you do during the bye week, and then what was the effect?
You know, I think it came at a good time. You know, and we're in a pretty good position coming out of the bye, I think, you know, with guys having some time to, you know, get the treatment they need and kind of get back and get their legs back under them and work on some things that need to be worked on. And, you know, my family and I, we went up to New Hampshire, and always a fun time up there and a beautiful time of the year to be up there and just kind of relax with the kids and enjoyed the outdoors. And, you know, didn't do a whole heck of a lot, but enjoy each other's company. You know, we don't get to see the Rugrats so much during the season with, you know, the long days and all that good stuff. So it's always nice to, you know, spend some time with them.
That was good for you because there are no pictures on Twitter. You've moved on well beyond that stage in your life.
Yeah, that'd be great, man. You see me up there with the nice fall foliage, you know, with my shirt on. That'd be great. It's beautiful.
But, you know, it's funny when you think about it, Matt, when you go back to your rookie year and think about how you perceived the NFL and the Patriots and what it was going to be like, and you compare it to now. When you see some of these rookies come in, do you just shake your head and say, they have no idea, they don't know what they don't know yet?
Well, you know, I think, like everything, it always evolves. I mean, I literally was driving by the Foxborough Public Library 5 minutes ago, and I thought to myself, man, I'll probably have to take my kids on a field trip to go visit a library. Because what kid uses a library anymore? I mean, you got e-books and, you know, so many things have changed to your question. You know, so many things have changed just in the world, you know, with technology and everything else. I mean, how we view film is so different from my rookie year. You know, how we share information, you know, about, you know, the game plan and week-to-week stuff. I mean, all that stuff has just changed drastically. And these guys coming in, I mean, if they had to see what the old Foxborough Stadium was like, if they ever had to experience that, you know, they wouldn't believe it. You know, there's so many things that are different.
Are you old enough to remember the click-click of the projector?
Beta tapes all the way up until, you know, recent years, you know. I mean, VHS, we still had it forever. So, yeah, there's been a lot of updates.
You know, I was going to ask you about, you talk about how long you've been around. What you're saying is that you're an old guy. Man, you've been around forever. But you talk about all the things you've seen and the evolution of just business in your facility. How about against the team that you're going to play? I mean, they've had the same scheme, but, you know, different linebackers, different guys coming at you. If you had to sum it up into one thing that you do against the Steelers or one thing that you just keep in mind as a coaching point, what is it when you face this team?
You know, I mean, there's so many things. I just think that you always have to expect to play a very physical game. And you know, it gets talked about. And, you know, I think most people realize that the Steelers are a very physical team, very aggressive, and, you know, what they do and their play calling and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, from a player standpoint, it's the one thing that definitely sticks out. I mean, they've got guys that really fit that system, no doubt. But it's really their style. It's you know, you watch a guy like Polamalu run around and the kind of playmaking ability that he has. And, you know, you look at, you know, the rest of that defense and, you know, any guy that you want to pick out from, you know, Kiesel, Harris, I mean, you name them, Hampton, guys that have been there for a long time, even some of the new guys. They're all very physical players, and it's going to be a physical game.
Did you have many clashes with with Aaron Smith? And if so, you know, he's retired now due to injury, I believe. What did you think of your matchups with him?
You know, I didn't see, you know, he usually was on the other side, and I can vividly remember the matchups with Kimo von Olhoffen, which, you know, I mean, the guy had one of the nastiest club moves, and if he caught you upside the head with one of those, you didn't forget about it for a while. So it was very interesting.
How much do they change up what they do when you see them? Each time you've seen them, people talk about the Blitzkrieg defense and whatever. How much do they really change up on you?
As far as, you know, scheme-wise or...
Scheme-wise, yeah, what they're doing.
You know, look, they pretty much run what they run. And like you've alluded to, they've done that for quite a while. You know, they will definitely mix some things in there, and, you know, they'll do some things up front that, you know, whether it's, you know, stun a guy here and there and, you know, move him a little bit at the snap or whatever they do to kind of mix and match them. But you can't mask, you know, too much of it because it's pretty much that 3-4 look or, you know, an under Tom or, you know, basically what they've done for a long time. But they play really good technique, and, you know, they're very disciplined in how they do it. And that's what makes it so effective.
You'll possibly see why I'm asking you this question. At this point in your career, or your Patriots career, are you incapable of being surprised when you walk into that meeting room and Bill Belichick makes an announcement about something?
Nothing really surprises me anymore, if that's your question.
Well, yeah, well, I was going to ask because, I mean, you've been around when you were in a meeting when you heard that Lawyer Malloy was released. You were in a meeting or you were told that, you know, Randy Moss was traded during the season. Now, today, we have word that Lee Bodden was released. We're all saying, what? Lee Bodden is released, but... Is your reaction what, like ours, or you say, okay, here we go, this is business in the NFL?
Yeah, I just think, you know, on those kind of, anytime it's a personnel decision, I never really get too crazy about it. I mean, there's so many things that go on behind the scenes that, you know, that I never want to deal with and I never question. So, look, I mean, at the end of the day, the one thing that I think, you know, Bill's always done and has continued to do the entire time I've been here is make decisions that are in the best interest of the team. I'll leave it at that, to be quite honest with you. I mean, I enjoy being around Lee, and, you know, I like him as a guy, and you know, it's always tough to kind of see those kind of decisions have to be made, but, you know, it is what it is, and we're going to move forward, and hopefully, you know, we can, you know, get past this relatively quick, and I'm sure we will.
Matt, why do you think your record is so good coming out of a bye week? 2 week preparation, time to rest the bones. Well, what?
You know, hopefully it's all those things. Yeah, I mean, I think you got to keep in mind too that we've got a coaching staff that is, I don't know, I'd say they put in as many hours as anybody possibly can, and you know, they do an incredible job of preparing us. And you have a little bit more time to prepare. You have a little bit more time to, you know, kind of get a look at some things that maybe on a shorter week you wouldn't be able to run. And, you know, ultimately I think it just comes down to guys, you know, staying focused, being able to come back and, you know, get back into the swing of things and go out there and execute really well. And that's what it's going to take against this team. I mean, you don't come off a bye and go play a team like Pittsburgh and you know, commit a lot of stupid penalties and, you know, not make great plays and win on the road. So it's going to take a heck of an effort.
All right, Matt, we'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Okay, Matt.